Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's the middle of May, and many, if not most people, want to get back to a greater semblance of normal. There's still many people who are hesitant to get out due to the fear of becoming infected with the coronavirus. Some of the people who exhibited this fear are probably smart, given their individual situation. Older people who have underlying health conditions are wise to avoid crowds at this time. There is no vaccine, and these are the folks who are at the greatest risk, so their fear of going out again is far from irrational. Who else might be of the greatest risk? Younger people who are not seniors, but who also suffer from some form of underlying conditions that make them susceptible to contracting the disease. It's perhaps wise of these younger people to exhibit a sense of precaution. Still uncertain as to their level of risk, very young children who might be or might not be more susceptible to contracting the illness. So there is good reason for those who are concerned about their vulnerability to be more precautious. What is somewhat disconcerting is that people who do wear masks and even gloves have been singled out for derogatory comments by people who are more brazen, who obviously consider themselves to be less at risk. Now let's agree that those displaying a sense of bravado are just jerks. Not jerks for going out without masks, but for making comments to those with masks who are more concerned. So for those who are at greater risk for one reason or another, give them respect and the space to practice behaviors they need to protect themselves. But what about the majority of people? Most people are ready for a full reopening, but are there safeguards? Most of the so-called non-essential businesses have opened with required safeguards in place. Hair salons and barbershops require appointments. Everyone must wear a mask, and some of the establishments are even taking customers' temperatures. Casinos have already delineated their procedures to comply with the Nevada Gaming Control Board's requirements to reopen. It was just announced that Station Casinos has already started testing their workers for coronavirus. Some of their employees have expressed displeasure with having to be tested this early in the process, given that the casinos aren't reopening for another couple of weeks or so. The point, of course, is that the casinos are actively taking measures to assure a safe and sane, if somewhat truncated, return to reopening for business. And that really is the point. Businesses of all flavors want everyone to be safe, but they want to get back to the business of their business. Employees of businesses that have opened up have expressed a great sense of gratitude that they can begin to once again earn the money they need to pay for their expenses. So where is all this leading? Governor Sisolak has got to realize that the Silver State is ready to get back to work. He should reopen all businesses sooner than later. Yes, there will be social or physical distancing. Yes, people will be taking more precautions, but the state of Nevada is ready. While there are still deaths occurring from this disease, there are deaths from other diseases as well. But for those who feel healthy enough and who are ready to get back into the game, it's time to get things moving again. For those who feel they are at greater risk, they should observe the distancing they believe is necessary. They should be supported in their practices, but we should also be supporting the majority of the state and declare that all of Nevada is getting back to normal in stages, and we should be welcoming visitors to once again come back to enjoy the offerings of the entertainment capital of the world. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.